Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big weekend. Look, you know the dealio. Yankees sweep Toronto, so now you got Oakland starting off tonight at the stadium, and COVID's no longer a thing. So full capacity. They're not going to get there based on what we've seen thus far, but you got to figure whether it was great this weekend, 30,000 plus for the Yankees, right? You got to hope so.
I hope so. I'm looking at their Ticketmaster website. There's a ton of tickets available. So I don't know how big the crowd's going to be. I do wonder for the Mets and the Yankees, because their attendance figures now that they're starting to reopen are still not huge. Like last night for the Met game was back in the teens. I think for Jake, they got to 24,000. If there's just still a lot of people that aren't going out yet.
I think, well, listen, kids are out of school now, so we're going to start finding out, and there's no COVID restrictions at all.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop people from saying, I'm choosing not to go.
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't think either team sells out until we get to that July 4th weekend when they
Mets
Yankees.
Will that sell out?
Well, that, to me, like, I can't fathom it not.
Oh, I can. And here's the reason why. The Mets series against the Cubs, I don't mean to pick on the Mets. We'll pick on the Yankees this weekend if you want to. The Mets against the Cubs on a beautiful springy summer night never gets 16 and 17,000. It just doesn't. That doesn't happen.
Right.
The Cubs would get 30,000 people here. So for it to be 16, 17, they did jump to 24 for Jake, is not normal.
Yeah.
It's just not. So that's way
down.
You
think there's a chance Subway Series is not sold out?
Right now I'd lean towards it's not going to be sold out.
Well, that would be amazing. Negatively amazing.
But we do have to admit that there are still, we can't poll everybody in this city, in this state. There are still a lot of people that while they may be doing more stuff, I mean, look at me and my wife. My wife and I did nothing for a while. We are going out to dinner. We're going to sporting events.
Yeah.
So we're back, right? But there's a lot of people that aren't.
No, that's true. Especially people that are older. You know, that is a thing too. And baseball's not necessarily a young guy's sport as far as attendance. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, If the Yankees hit 30,000 for any one of the games this weekend, I think that's a good number.
I think so, too. I don't think they will.
You think they hit 30,000 on the weekend?
I just looking at the market of tickets that are left for me to buy from the, there's a lot of tickets left. It just looks like they're gonna have maybe 20 tonight, which is a very low number.
That's crazy
and again,
to me.
I'm not picking on the Yankees or the
Mets.
No,
it's just crazy to me.
It's a thing.
It might be, by the way, it might be a thing for a majority of teams this year, for the remainder of this year. Baseball's in an interesting spot when it comes to that. Because attendance, obviously, is not great. Take out last year, there was no attendance. There's a lot of people that think there's going to be a stoppage next year. Baseball's in an interesting spot.
But here's the thing. So last night, not that you care about this game, but the Padres played the Reds. And I want some highlights there. In San Diego. And it was loud. It felt like a playoff game. So I was curious, like, hey, what's the attendance? 41,000 people. So in some places, it's back.
Listen, they also have one of the biggest stars in the game, high energy, young guy, blah, blah, blah.
Totally.
But, you know, the Yankees got stars, too. That's why, you know, they just got to start playing better. This is the old line, if you build it, they will come. You know,
if the Yankees
were 15 games over 500.
Then how do you explain the Mets?
I don't.
That's why your point isn't true.
Well, you got 24,000 with
that Jacob.
That's
not good. The Mets ending this week is not good.
I'll tell you, I'll explain it.
Go ahead.
It's what we talked about a couple hours ago. They collectively, both of them, they're both in the same boat, in my opinion, on this. They have done a really, really bad job promoting and marketing the fact that you can come back to the park.
I agree. I think that's a part of it. I don't think that's the whole thing. I still think there are a lot of people. And by the way, the Nets, Islanders, and Knicks are different because there's an urgency in the moment.
It's playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
It's different.
Much different. It's not a fair comparison.
Right.
There's nobody more in tune with the New York Mets than you in this planet.
Right.
You thought you had to bring a special pass for your son to go to the game.
That's right.
So if you don't know,
yes,
how in the world could the average guy who's working for a living wants to go to a game, how does that guy know?
And I guarantee. So
that's
a bad job. I was under the impression, oh, I'm vaccinated. I am. I'm in a vaccinated section. My kid is 4. He's obviously not vaccinated. I have to get him tested. I thought that, and I was wrong. Right. I got him tested. $65, by the way.
Right, but you didn't know.
I had no idea.
You're in tune both professionally and as a fan, and you had no idea.
And I guarantee there's somebody listening right now saying, yeah, I would have taken my kid to the game. I thought I had to get him tested, and quite frankly, I didn't want to. $65 is a lot. It's a pain. It's not fun. We decided not to go to the game because of that.
Yeah, I also did just get the text message, the official invitation for me to go to the game.
Ugh.
So I'll let you know by 7 o'clock tonight. Ev.
What?
Don't you worry.
You're gonna go.
Yeah.
Is this all payback? Because I went to Nick playoff games.
Real quick, Cody Decker's on the hotline. Deck, what's up, buddy?
Living the dream, baby.
Yeah,
what can
no
I
doubt.
Do for you.
So yeah, well, just interesting. As a former baseball player, I imagine by now you've seen the video of our producer Tommy throwing today. He claims that he was a high school pitcher, and my assertion is there's no effing way that guy ever played baseball. Your thoughts?
Tommy, were you a lefty? Because that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
You threw it with your palm. It was Baba Booey-esque.
Wow. You can see it on TV now as well.
That's harsh, Cody. Baba Booey-esque.
Yeah. So I got into the box just to stand there to maybe make it easier for him to have a legitimate target. I wasn't going to swing the bat because, you know, we're in a neighborhood the whole bit. His first 2 or 3 pitches were 5 feet behind me.
Yes.
And I'm not making up. We're looking at the video right now. Like, he claims that he claims he was a high school pitcher.
Well, his team clearly sucked if he was one of their pitchers.
That's all I wanted you for. I just wanted to put that out there.
Can I ask Cody a quick question? I'm
yeah,
just curious.
Of course, go ahead.
Me and Craig, all right? What do you think our max? And understand, we're not former professional
right.
athletes.
And I have a dislocated shoulder.
And I'm me, okay? What do you think our max pitching velocity was?
Flat ground on turf, too.
Flat ground on turf? Yes.
How far away did you throw from?
60 feet.
Yeah, it was 60
ballpark
feet.
60 feet.
Ballpark 60 feet, but definitely flat ground, yes.
The hardest thrown pitch might have been 64.
Okay. All right. I think CeeLo got to 62.
Yeah, we kept CeeLo out because he won.
CeeLo 65.
He got to 65?
He got to 65.
He's dead on.
I got to, should I give the answer now?
What was your 59?
My highest was 59 and yours was 58.
I had 58, But I have a dislocated shoulder.
And
so.
I'm, you know.
That's cool, dude. I know a lot of 12-year-olds you might be able to do.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but flat ground, I guess. I didn't think of that.
Here's the best part, and Craig hasn't agreed to it yet, Cody, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Like, this is non-negotiable. We are going to have a mano-a-mano with Craig pitching to me and me pitching to Craig with an umpire, with a catcher. Yeah, I'd love if you could come down. Maybe you can umpire for us.
He lives in California.
Next time he's in New York. Next time he's visiting. He'll be in New York.
He doesn't have a lot going on, but he's not coming here for that.
You know what I mean.
I promise you that.
I mean, obviously, I don't have a lot going on. I answer your call every time you call me.
That's right, Joe. Well, listen, I noticed that you and, was it Tony Gwynn Jr.? Before the latest Jacob DeGrom came out of the game after 3 innings. I can't go anymore. I have nothing wrong with me, but I think I do. That you guys were actually waxing poetic prior to that.
Kind of regret it a little bit because I'm afraid I might have put it in the universe. I was pointing out that DeGrom had come out to a couple of games early this year. That's not something he normally does. And he's also currently pushing the absolute limit of human existence on the mound right now with what he's doing right now. He's hitting numbers that simply don't exist.
It's scary.
For starters. Yeah, especially for starters. So Tony and I started really thinking, listen, we don't know what his preparation is. We don't know what his recovery is. It's got to be absolutely through the roof if he's putting up these type of numbers.
Right.
But honestly, if he wants to pitch to 40, which he said in an interview 2 weeks ago, how long could his body really hold up?
Good point.
Keep in mind, he keeps having injuries that have nothing to do with really his pitching. It's an oblique. It's a shoulder.
It's worrisome.
I got to tell you, I'm very worried.
And the Mets are acting as, well, he threw a bullpen today. He's good to go. I mean, I don't know if the answer is shutting him down for 2 weeks. I'm not saying that's going to solve all these problems. But the fact he may pitch in 5 days, there's a part of me that feels dirty about it, considering he's leaving every start early with an injury.
It's concerning. And then listen, what we're seeing right now is magic. I've never seen anything like it, and I'm not sure we'll ever see it again, a guy doing this much dominance on the mound. But like you said, man, maybe there's got to be some sort of change in his workload management. Maybe there's got to be some improvements with his recovery. I can't say. I'm not right in there. But the fact that he keeps coming out of games with lingering injuries, trust me, a lingering oblique injury does not go away. A lingering right shoulder injury, it's not going to go away. We got to do something about this because we don't want to miss out on literally the greatest pitcher of all time.
So my only question would be, if the MRIs come back totally clean and he's able to, he was throwing the ball yesterday in the outfield, you know, before the game, Have you any experience with that where all the tests come back saying, like, the doctors are baffled? They don't know why he feels weird.
I've never had an experience with my elbow or my shoulder that I would be baffled by the answer because normally it's always one thing. It's either a UCL, maybe it's some inflammation, maybe in your shoulder you tore something, and he's not having any of that. So if there's no actual damage, yeah, the book says go out there and do it. But keep in mind, Jacob DeGrom, you currently have him on a steal of a contract, which is something to say about a $100 million contract. That's how good this guy is. But do you really want to run him out there this time of the year right now and have him get hurt when you really need him in October?
No, no, I wouldn't. And I don't know if shutting him down is the answer, but there's something off about just having him pitch again on normal rest after something similar to what we've seen the last few weeks happened again.
More importantly, has the wife made you watch the musical In the Heights yet?
Not yet. My wife's not a huge musical person. Okay. Believe it or not, baby, I'm the musical person. I'm going to make her watch.
All right, buddy. Be good. I'll talk to you over the weekend.
My man. Later, boys.
There you go. Cody Decker, the legitimate real-life Crash Davis. Had 14 at-bats in the pros. More home runs than any minor leaguer over the last 50 years, though. And good dude. And love talking baseball with him.
He's had more home runs than any minor leaguer in the last 50 years?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want me to look it up?
Feel free.
I feel bad. I like Cody. I'll ask it one more time.
More minor league home runs than any other player in the last 50 years.
Even more than Fernando Seganal.
He was the...
Are you sure?
He's the real-life Crash Davis.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to look it up.
What's the name you mentioned?
Fernando Seganal.
Yeah, like anyone knows who that is.
He was a quadruple-A player.
Quadruple-A? There's no such thing as quadruple-A.
It's a Seganal.
That doesn't count.
It's a quadruple A.
I'm not even going to try to explain. Was he playing slow pitch softball in Long Island on the weekends? You can look it up, though.
I mean,
no problem.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. I'm right.
Fernando Seganal hit 149 home runs in the minor leagues.
Cody Decker's got more.
Now, let me see if Cody has more.
I'm just
comparing him to Fernando Seganal.
He's got more.
Just
but I like
I
the fact
like
that you're
it.
Challenging me on it because here I'd like to win one of these.
All right, let's see.
Good.
Here we go.
Wow,
he's got more than Fernando.
I told you.
204?
Yeah. He blows Fernando Seganal away.
He beat him by 50.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Thank
good.
You. I told you. That's my guy.
I'll tell you, the fact he's at 204, you may be right.
I'm not making it up. That's my guy right there.
How many times do you think he had 30 in a season?
In the minors? I have no idea about that.
He never did.
I don't know. But I know he's a compiler.
He was a compiler. He had a lot of high 20s. A lot of 20s in
there. Real quick, Matty's in East Meadow on the fan. Yo, Matt, what's up?
What's up, Craig? How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man.
My boss gave me a call. He says, hey, why don't you give Carr a call? I heard he's going to open MRI. What's going on?
You own an MRI machine? This is awesome.
No. Yeah, I wish. I would. Trust me.
Yeah, no, I tore my labrum and my rotator cuff, and the guys don't believe me, so I figured I'd go have an open MRI and prove it. That way they'll understand why on a flat surface I wasn't able to get over 60 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all.
We're in Manhattan. We're stand-up MRI.
Nice.
True open MRI.
All right. Are you downtown?
We are downtown. We're on 12th Street and Avenue A.
Yeah, but here's the question. I think I've been to that one before, actually. Here's my question. If I go and do it, I can't be waiting around 3 weeks for the results. Can I leave with the results?
I can't leave you with the results, but I'll get it to you within 24 hours. How's that?
I think you should do it now, just to see if there truly is damage. Right. And Matt sounds trustworthy.
Hold on 1 sec. I'm sure that I've...
Craig.
Got to see if the insurance covers it.
Craig, I'm very upset with you.
I am paying out of pocket for
I
that.
I am very upset with you.
Can you check on that boy's number?
Why'd you make me do it?
Why'd I make you do what?
Because now I like Cody. He does not have the record for home runs in the last
Yes, he does.
Years.
He does.
Mike Hessman does.
It's not even close, by the way.
Okay, Mike. Really, really?
Yeah.
How many home runs do you think Mike Hessman...
I have no
idea.
And
he's not... Old. It's not like this happened many years ago.
Yeah.
How many home runs would you guess Mike Hessman?
Nobody even ever heard of Mike Hessman.
Actually played for the Mets, was called up about 11 years ago.
So did Cody Decker, played for the Mets also.
Mike Hessman in 19 minor league seasons hit, and I quote, 433 home runs.
That is not accurate.
That is accurate. I'm looking at Baseball Reference right now.
Not accurate.
And Mike Hessman had a multiple 30 home run seasons in the minors.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I Googled the story, and it says, the real-life Crash Davis, Chris Hessman.
Mike Hessman.
Yeah.
Well, you guys just don't like people.
Why did you make me do it?
You guys just don't like people.
Craig, when I asked you,
we should give Mike Hessman his due. That's all.
All you had to say to me when I said, is it true, is, no, just go with it.
It is
and
true.
I would have smiled at you and said, you're right. Cody Deck, and I would have played along.
Yeah.
You pushed it. You pushed me. You pushed Big Mac to factual accuracy.
Yeah,
and so because of that, you embarrassed Cody Decker, and you should apologize to him.
Cody Decker, who leads all active minor leaguers in home runs, is the real-life Crash Davis.
How is he an active minor leaguer?
It's every article.
He's not an active minor leaguer.
Do a little research.
Okay? He's calling us. He hasn't played in the minors in 2 years.
2019, Cody Decker leads all active minor leaguers in home runs.
What year is it?
Retired in style after hitting a walk-off for the Reno Aces.
He did what in style?
Retired in style.
So he's not the guy with the most home runs actively.
He no longer plays.
So does it. Mike Hessman doesn't
when
play.
When he retired, he was number one. You guys are just haters. You can't let anybody have a little success in life.
All you had to do was smile and say, just go with it.
Dude, it says it right here.
It's not true. Mike Hessman has the record.
No.
And God knows how many guys are ahead
of Cody.
He doesn't. But I don't want to look it up and embarrass you even more.
He's not embarrassing because Cody Decker has the record.
Even Cody Decker would admit he doesn't have the record.
Cody Decker's the real Crash Davis.
I bet you Cody looked up to Mike Hessman.
Hessman played for the Mets. Do you remember him?
I said it on the air.
Why would you look up to a guy that never made it?
No, because he was a great minor leaguer, never give up. I've only had cups of coffee. He was the Braves for a while.
ESPN.com. Real life Crash Davis retires with walk-off. It ain't about your boy Hessman. It's about my guy, Cody Decker.
Okay.
Read the story. Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at it.
Mike Hessman retired 4 years earlier.
Listen, his T-ball records don't count. What do you want me to tell you?
Stop it.
You guys are all crazy. You guys just hate people.
You shouldn't have pushed it.
You
should have accepted it.
Awful people.
By the way, Mike Hessman with the Mets at 127. So he is the definition of a quadruple A player. Quadruple A.
Quadruple A.
You're right over there?
I'm doing great. My guy's the champion.
Okay.
And by the way, it's nothing to be proud of.
No, I actually do think there is something to be proud of.
Nah,
it shows that you don't give up.
The guy was a home run hitter who got to the bigs and was 0 for 14. Like, come on.
No, but it shows that he lived the dream, wouldn't give up. I disagree with that.
Clearly he gave up.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah.
How old was he when he gave up?
In his 30s.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's 40 yet.
Can you ask him if he had any interest in chasing Hessman's record? Because he could have played for like eight more years.
No one ever heard of Hessman.
I guarantee Cody Decker knows Mike Hessman full well.
100%.
190%.
If we're counting Little League home runs,
Text him right now.
I'm not texting. I just talked to him.
Well, text him again.
Nah, because now he's a theory. He's listening right now.
No, he's not.
He always does. He's like a lot of guys. When they come on as guests, they listen to the show to see if we continue to talk about them.
Guess what, Cody? You get your wish.
Does your wife want to watch In the Heights?
Yes.
She does?
I think so.
Will you say, well, you know, it's great for you?
Yeah, I don't remember if she actually said that.
Actually, this works out perfectly.
What's up?
Sunday night, after the Nets get eliminated Saturday night. I know. So Sunday night, you'll have all this free time, no basketball. You'll be able to watch, maybe Monday.
You keep taking the scab that I have, expecting to open up, and you're picking it even before it's become an official scab.
No, I'm saying, like, once if the Nets lose on Saturday, you now have time to give to your wife to watch In the Heights.
I'll have a little bit more time, yes.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
God, I hope the Nets win. God, I need the Nets to win. If there are basketball gods out there listening.
No, that's not fair.
No, I don't go to God for that. Basketball gods. I want to make that clear. All right, we're talking to the gods of basketball.
In the Heights, Evan and his wife.
We're talking to the gods of hoops.
Sunday night.
Give us this. Give us diehard Net fans this. And more importantly, shut up, Craig Carton.
And
make him have to deal with it for another 2 weeks at least.
Here's the beauty of it.
What?
you won't have anything to say to prevent her from making you do it.
No, maybe there's an Islander game on.
No.
Or a Mets
not
game.
Not Sunday night there won't be.
Now, Sunday night I'm cleared out.
Sunday night, tell the missus, we are watching In the Heights.
Okay.
And we want a full report on it on Monday.
Do you?
Yes, we do.
I'll give you one.
Yep. I want you to handicap the songs. I want you to do all of it.
Are you going
to
watch it?
Tell us the storyline.
Will you watch it too?
Well, In the Heights, I think, was a Broadway show. Or The Heights was.
Yeah.
I think Lin-Manuel, whatever his name is, Emmanuel, mm-hmm. he turned it into about Washington Heights. Because I think he's from Washington Heights. But I think Heights was a Broadway show first. He rewrote all the music and made it a story.
I thought The Heights was a teen soap opera on after... After 90210 that Fox had on for about 6 months and then
great?
It went away.
Will you live stream you and your wife watching The Heights on Sunday?
No.
It'll help you get over the net loss.
Stop it.
Let me ask
Why
you
Why do you keep doing that?
Like, I know the Nets lost in the NBA Finals with Jason Kidd.
Yes.
Back-to-back years.
2003 killed
would,
me, yes.
But would you consider Saturday night the worst loss in franchise history if they lose? Regardless of how?
No.
Okay, if they get blown out, worst loss in franchise history?
No, because here's the thing. I don't want to get in the weeds on it because it'll bore you. The New Jersey Nets were tied 2-2 in the NBA Finals, okay? Stop. I got to go to Game 5. It was my first ever Nets playoff game in New Jersey,
okay?
Sure. 2-2 of the NBA Finals. The Nets are wearing the ABA jerseys. Losing that game and watching that bastard Steve Kerr hit a bunch of big threes in the final 15 minutes of that game was a killer. So... when you're in the finals, tied 2-2, and then they blew Game 6, by the way. They had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, and it was like a slow death. So, yeah, tomorrow would be painful, and I don't want to minimize it. Top 5 for sure.
Okay.
But when you're in the NBA finals, tied 2-2, and you can taste it, you can smell it. And I know this is going to annoy you when I say this, but I'm going to be honest. I will be devastated Saturday night if they lose. But I will eventually tell you we're not done. And we'll be back.
Okay.
And that will piss you off, but it will be true.
If you lose on Saturday, how much time do I have to give Anthony before he texts you?
Till Monday. I don't want to hear from anybody over the weekend. I will do a podcast, okay, since we're not on the air, the show comes first. I will do, no matter what happens, a drive-home podcast. I will. That'll happen. I think I owe it to the diehard Net fan who actually listens to that garbage. I'll give it to you for the 500 people who ever listen.
Okay.
Outside of that, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want you texting me.
And then you're going to
I don't want Anthony calling me. I don't want... and I love Sonny and Anthony. They're great. Nothing against them.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from them all weekend. If they win, call me all night.
And then you're watching The Heights with your wife on Sunday.
Maybe. Isn't Hell in a Cell on Sunday night, Luke?
Oh, you can't make this woman watch wrestling on Sunday.
I'm kidding.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
They had Nicole Revive doing the anthem again. I didn't like it this time.
Why?
And the whole crowd
the
was
crowd
doing
was
it.
The crowd was singing. Yeah, it was a problem.
You know, it was weird. Like, the first time I saw it, we brought her on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I made the hair on my body rise up because it was so powerful.
Why didn't it work
and
for
emotional.
You?
And the crowd was great. I want to be clear. Like, they took it over from Jump Street. Really, really great. But it seemed like it was a gimmick.
Well,
it
but
was
you
weird.
Knew, you knew, Craig, once this was going to become a thing,
yeah.
it would feel more that
no,
way.
No, you're right. But it came across to me not as cool
well,
last
let me,
night.
Let me, tell me if this comparison works or not, because maybe it doesn't.
All right.
Right after 9/11, the Yankees and Mets started doing God Bless America for the seventh
inning
stretch.
Yes, and we still do it, yeah.
The Yankees do. The Mets don't. The Mets only do it on Sundays.
Okay.
Does that feel like a gimmick?
It does not.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Why?
Doesn't feel as powerful as it did, obviously.
Sure.
Obviously.
But that's the only thing I could equate it to that, yeah, the first time it happened and when it happened at first, you're like, this is amazing, and then you get used to it, maybe that's it?
Because
I still thought it was pretty cool. It wasn't as stunning.
I mean, the crowd's great.
Well, Craig, if you compare the audio...
But it just didn't feel the same.
Wait a second. If you compare the audio of last night for the first time it happened, is it any different?
It's different because you know what
exactly.
to expect this time. It's not organic anymore.
If you compare the audio of last night to the first two times it happened, there's no difference.
I actually think it's louder last night.
Okay, so then it's you.
Yeah. If I tested you, you wouldn't know the difference between
Correct.
The two.
That's true, but I do know. You're right, though. I thought last night the crowd was even better, louder.
Right, because they knew, but they also kind of knew it was coming, too. Yeah. Like, everybody in the crowd knew we're going to sing along, and it wasn't necessarily the same feeling the first two times.
I don't know. I think she has a great voice. I think the crowd's great. I'm not knocking it. It just came across, for some reason,
so should they stop it?
A little gimmicky to me now.
Should they stop it?
I think the crowd should continue singing it, but she should, too. I think she should now sing the whole thing.
Just do the national anthem along with them?
I think she should sing the whole thing now. Because they're going to sing with her.
I still thought it was awesome. I disagree.
Well, just one man's opinion.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Just came across a little gimmicky, that's all.
I get you.
But it sounds great.
What if they had Susan do it instead?
I think it would be horrendous.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather hear the crowd the whole time. To be
that's
honest.
Not right. She does a good job singing the anthem.
Yeah, she does a great job.
What are you doing?
Compared to me and you, yes. What phenomenal.
What are you doing now?
No, no, no.
Phenomenal.
You know she does a good job.
Yep, she sure does. She does a good job.
Back on the field for the first time in 2 years tonight.
I thought you were making amends with Susan, and now.
I was. Tommy, get Susan on. I want to tell her a great job.
She's out on the field talking to Judge and the boys. She's back on the field first time in 2 years.
Oh, is that right? They're letting people back on the field now?
Media.
Yeah.
Maybe we can broadcast from the field.
Huh. We should. Why shouldn't we? You got the power with the Yankees. Pull it off.
I mean, they have to, they're just now letting people on the field for the first time today.
You have a relationship with the New York Yankees, Greg. Is that true?
I do, yes.
All right, so then here's what you need to do for the show. You need to get it set up and locked in that Carton and Roberts live from the field at Yankee Stadium because we're big game Bobs.
We are big game Bobs.
Get it done.
Sure. Well, we're going to the game, so that's the first half.
Okay.
I just don't know where. Right now, we're going to do it from a broadcast booth, you know, above the field. But that was because when we first planned it, nobody was allowed on the field.
And you know what's going to happen.
But now that's changing.
If we do the show from the broadcast booth, do you know what's going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to bump into Susan and John.
And you're going to get to meet Susan for the very first time.
I guarantee you that doesn't happen.
What do you mean it doesn't happen?
People will go out of their way to make sure we don't cross paths. There's no doubt in my mind.
I want to ask you permission about something.
Permission?
Yes. Are you comfortable with, if you do run into Susan, me recording your first interaction? I think people would love it on the video, love to watch the video. I think it would get a lot of views, which Izzo would love.
Yeah.
And I think it would be an iconic moment. I do. I think it would be an amazing moment.
Here's the problem. Craig might say yes. You got to check with Susan on that, too.
I don't think she'll say yes. Yeah. I don't care anymore. I mean, if she's there and I saw her, I'd say hello. Like, what do people think is going to happen?
She may tell you how
she feels
about
that. She might curse me out? Yes. Great. Film it.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Like, I'm not, like, I'll be very respectful.
I know you
say hi.
If she cursed you out, hypothetically, would you take it or would you respond?
I would laugh at it and walk away.
Okay, so you would not respond.
What am I going to, I'm going to curse her back?
I'm just asking.
She's a 7-year-old woman.
Do you think that would be fair or warranted on her part?
I understand why she's sensitive to what I've said and done over the last 12 years, 15 years here. Yeah. But I also know there's a point when she loved it and told her friends I made her relevant again. You know? True story.
Would you bring that up to her?
No. But if she was like, F you, you MF this, that, I go, it's pleasure meeting you. I would not engage or escalate.
What if she said, I don't have a Susan imitation. What if, I'll play Susan though.
Sure.
What if I said, you know, you've been really, really nasty to me.
I appreciate how you might feel about that.
It's really disgusting, and it's hurt my feelings, and I don't like it, and I don't like you.
Okay, well, you're entitled to feel the way you feel.
Okay.
Have a great broadcast.
All right, and that's it. That'd be a good interaction.
Yeah, I think if you guys met in person, I could really see the olive branch being extended and her...
From whom?
Just in both. I just think that
from
she'd
whom,
get
though?
A different...
From her?
I
think
I mean, she did it
different...
trying to get me fired on multiple occasions.
Yeah, but she's never met you face-to-face.
No, we've never met.
Would change if you met face-to-face.
We've been in the same room, because I know there was a couple events we were both at independently of one another, where people pointed out, Susan's here, you know, that kind of thing. Try and hope for something to happen. But I would be nothing but professional and respectful.
And that's why I think it would change. She'd be able to vent some frustration. Yeah.
You know,
you
much
would take
like,
it well, and then you both would move
much
forward.
Much like Susan Waldman, to her credit, worked an olive branch between George and Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
I would like to be Susan Waldman. I will work that day. Because I know Susan, we have a nice relationship. I will work hard. To be the one to bring you together. I'll go to her. I'll say, hey,
Craig's
a great guy.
But you missed the point. Like,
what's that?
We never had a relationship to begin with.
That's true. I'm not fixing a relationship.
You know what I mean?
I'm creating a relationship.
She used to, I know at least on 3 different occasions, called up here asking, you know, me to never be on the air again.
Well,
is there a way to work that out?
So are you bitter about that?
Am I bitter? No, like, I get it. I'm not bitter about
you
it. Like,
there'd be no reason for you to be bitter about it.
I get it.
So you have no ill will towards her, then?
I have no ill will towards her at all.
I'm going to try to make it happen on July, whenever we're there.
Yo, listen, I have a niece that wants to be in sports broadcasting. A woman like Susan Wallman, like, walks on water.
Okay.
For someone like that.
All right.
You know, for, Dylan does our hockey thing.
Yeah.
So I introduced Dylan to Sherry Ross, who's the longtime Devils announcer.
Yeah.
And Sherry came through in a different way. She wasn't a broadcaster. She covered hockey.
She was a writer and then became a broadcaster.
For
a
long time. And for someone like my niece, Sherry Ross is like, oh, my God. Because she got this. She made it.
Right, right.
So a woman like Susan Wallman, who's one of the lone, if not maybe the only, you know, female baseball voice, certainly for a long time, maybe not, there's others now. She's a trailblazer and a rightful Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Now,
I'm going to play this clip when I try to get the olive branch.
She happens to have a voice that is mockable.
You couldn't stop there.
No, so
I was going to play this for her. I was going to say, hey, Susan, I've been working with Craig for 9 months. He's a great guy, in fact. And then I would
cut it off before that.
Right. Clip it the right way.
If Susan Wallman sounded differently, we wouldn't make fun of her. We're making fun of the voice, not the person.
Okay.
Of all the dramatic, how do you not make fun of that? Play it. Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box. If I didn't make fun of that, I'm not doing my job. Right? And that's, how old is that already?
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
You'd be failing at your job if you didn't make fun of it.
Yeah. I mean, I get paid to do something. It's not to give you stats.
I cannot wait till July 2nd. I really can't.
Because I'm so striking out Aaron Boone and Wiffle Ball.
Yeah, there's a better chance of you and Susan talking than you canning Aaron Boone and anything.
Wrong.
First of all, he won't face you. And second of all, dude, I saw your pitch today. Now, it wasn't Loogie bad, but you wouldn't strike me out.
No, he's different with the wiffle ball in his hand. I'll give him that.
That's, fair. You're nasty with
the wiffle ball. You think Boone's going to turn that down?
Yeah.
You don't think he's going to take part in
Luis Rojas turned it down.
Luis turned it down.
That doesn't mean anything.
I agree.
To me.
I think I'll guilt Boone into doing it.
No, I think Boone will do it.
Plus, he played wiffle ball as a kid, he said.
Yeah.
But if you think I was trying to strike someone out today, please step up.
If you agree to what I said earlier, where I face you, you face me, in a couple weeks we go back to the field, we get equipment, get helmets, make sure we're protected, and I pitch to you, you pitch to me.
We can't do it there, but we can do it.
You going to do hardball with him?
Yeah, we're not there. We can't do it there.
Why?
We can't
do it. Because you're afraid you're going to hit a home run off a car? Trust me, you have no worries.
Because there's other people that have access to the park.
Oh, yeah, we'd have to clear them out.
Yeah, right. And then we have no right to clear anybody out from the park.
We can ask nicely.
We go to Central Park. They got a million fields there.
Listen, I've already gotten an offer from MCU Park to do it there.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
So I'm happy to do this.
Can't wait.
As soon as I have the MRI on my shoulder, and I see what I'm doing.
I'll see you in 2024.
Because if I have a torn rotator cuff or a torn labrum, I'm going to have a procedure before I go out there to strike your ass out.
Stop.
Unless you want to be struck out by a 50-year-old guy with a torn labrum, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Then let's bring it on.
Are you throwing heat or curveballs?
Here's the one thing. You ain't striking me out. No,
I think I will.
Sure.
No. I think I will.
No.
No.
Here's the difference. CeeLo, I'll tell you the difference because I don't think you saw it.
I promise you that won't happen.
The difference between him and I, velocity the same, RPMs maybe similar. He don't know where the ball's going. I do. And that's the difference. You can't strike me out because you have no idea where.
Yeah, but
you walk me, in all likelihood.
I can actually
put the ball in the right spot. Spots and get you out.
Here's what will be interesting about today, and I think it's a good for all of us.
Sure.
Legit. You will see how you pitch on video now. And you throw the ball sidearm, and you almost push it. You don't have a full throw, and I'm not saying I do.
Right.
But I think when you...
Oh, I'm not a major leaguer. I'm not saying I'm even that good. I'm saying I can get you out.
You can't.
Because you're not that good.
You can't.
Like, let's get this right. Strike him out.
I would probably strike him out.
No.
Yes.
At no point will I strike and miss any pitch you ever 100%.
Throw. Oh, see, I wouldn't go that far.
See, thank you, CeeLo. You are going too far.
Now,
I can't... in all jokes aside, I can't guarantee I'd strike you out.
No.
I have confidence.
No.
There'll be zero swing and misses.
You keep commenting. No one's asking for your opinion. Now, back to Craig.
I'm just telling you, it's not happening.
Okay, I get it.
Thank
you. Go back to the corner.
What? You're so mean to him.
Because he keeps answering. I'm not talking to you.
You pick and choose, though, who you're mean to. You're mean to him.
Well, right now I am, because he didn't everything.
No.
Here's why.
No.
You weren't even there the entire time.
I'm the intermediate.
I mean, he just walks in.
Go ahead. I'll be the umpire. How's that?
Oh, that's great.
Even better.
Listen, I want you to be there because I'd love to face you. I'm not as confident I'll strike you out, by the way.
You're not striking anybody
out. Hold on. I'm not striking anyone out.
I mean, Tommy and Big Mac, maybe.
No, you're not striking Big Mac out.
No, Thank Big you. Mac, I don't think I'll strike out. Here's my view. Am I right now? I think I'm 60-40, I'll strike you out.
No shot.
I think C-Mac's going to be a problem. I think you have no shot.
No.
I think you'll make contact.
Let me tell you something. You're getting on me for being critical of you. I think you have a better shot to strike me out than Craig. Here's
no
why.
Way.
Here's why.
He's old, dude.
Here's why. The lefty-lefty. I hate.
Oh.
And especially if you're coming
what
sidearm.
What if I come even more sidearm?
It's going to be a problem for me. I'll tell you that right now. It's going to be a problem.
But that is one difference, and I think they'll see it in the video unless Izzo is still so far up your ass he edits things a certain way. Your location was all over the place. It was everywhere.
I wasn't trying to throw strikes. That's not what today was all about.
Well, I think it should have been
today
a part
was
of
trying
it.
To just throw the ball hard.
Right.
It wasn't about throwing strikes.
Oh, I was trying to throw strikes.
I didn't throw a single strike.
Yeah. I would have killed every
I would have beamed every righty batter. Anyone in the righty batter.
See, Craig went in the box
beamed.
With me, and I loved it.
I was doing that to give you something so you had a better reference.
I liked
yes.
it. And I think the first two I was outside on because I was afraid I was going to drill them because I drilled them yesterday. And I think I finally threw a strike to you on pitch three. But it's all about location. It's
listen.
More than velocity and spin rate,
well, listen,
especially at our level. It's
we
just
go to MCU
hitting
Park
spots.
Any day this summer, whenever you want. They invited us.
Next Sunday.
I'm not going on a weekend.
Okay, next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll go before a show.
Let's go.
No problem. Let me just make sure Tuesday works for them. I'm in.
Oh, what about the MRI? Don't. You've given up on that?
Dude, you're not striking me out even with a torn shoulder.
Well, but then you have to strike me out.
And I probably will strike you out.
You
there you go.
I'm not a great hitter, so you never know.
At no point will I swing and miss one of those meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, you may want to see what I just put up on Twitter from today. You may want to take a look.
He really whips that leg around. You don't... You don't notice it as much watching him live.
You may want to take. You may
I
want
whip to, my leg.
You may want to take a look God. At what's up on Twitter right now. I'm just saying. I mean, you may want to take.
Oh,
a
Oh, you
look.
Took the one of me falling down.
I don't know what you took. You just may want to take a look at what's up on
the
Twitter.
The one right I fall down on is a strike. That's the best part.
Yeah. Whoops.
But you notice.
You really don't land in it. For all your I throw strikes, you really don't land in much of a fielding position.
Well, I didn't say that, but I do throw strikes.
You fell down?
I fell down and threw a strike. That was the best. When I fell on my ass, my whole reaction was, please let this be a strike.
Yeah. No, you did fall down. It does appear as if
I did.
You fell down.
I slipped a little bit.
Yep. He fell down.
I did.
Yep.
And anyway, I got back up, baby.
It's
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Some of those details are bad, bro.
In the divorce proceeding? I didn't see.
There's elite text messages.
Oh, is that right?
With Carmelo and a woman that he got pregnant.
Oh, really? The stripper?
And the babies who were premature, and she wanting Carmelo to see them. I mean,
oh, really?
Wasn't that it ain't good.
Two years ago, though?
It ain't good.
SNY, see you back on Monday. On that side, they got baseball night in New York coming up. Is that right? I didn't...
Yeah. I was reading about that this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's really bad
stuff. Doesn't look good.
Ugly stuff.
Wasn't that from 17, though? And then they reconciled and got back together.
Some
for
of it
a while.
Was, I think. Because I remember that story
about...
It
said it was amicable now.
Yeah, I didn't know the details of the baby.
You're saying the first what led them to separate to begin with.
Dude, they haven't been together in a long time as a legitimate married couple.
Yeah, I don't think this is necessarily like fresh news in terms of their marriage being in trouble. I just didn't know those details about him and who he was with.
We got the traffic game coming up as we do every Friday as you're on your way down the shore out to wherever it is that you spend your weekends. Most of us, normal people just go home, but we get it. It's New York. Some people like to gain 30 pounds and just put videos of themselves on boats. It happens. Other people just like to go down the shore, do a little fishing, maybe go out to the White House. Who knows? There's something for everybody in the tri-state area when it comes to the weekends. I don't know what you guys are laughing at.
I don't know what I'm laughing at. I was watching the video that just got posted.
Which one?
Of all of our pitching. Like the extended
it's out
cut,
there now?
Like six minutes of it. And it's fascinating, and I apologize because I cursed a lot, and I had to be bleeped out a lot. And I was really into it.
You're fired up.
I had a fun time. In fact, I liked it so much, I sent to C-Mac, and I eventually sent to you, Craig, because I feel bad. We should come here like every Monday morning.
Feel free to
know
that,
man.
I don't know about me.
And just play. Just throw the ball around. I had a good time. And C-Mac's into it.
Because the most fun was playing softball before you got there.
Oh, thanks.
It just was. Well, it's more fun.
Yeah, I was actually playing the
game. We were shagging flies and ground balls.
You know I was there. I was doing that, too. You didn't even
realize? No, you weren't.
I was in the outfield.
No, for about a half a second.
Weren't. There was a pop-up I chased after. That's
when
you mopped earlier.
That's when we made fun of
you
for running,
Yes.
you ran after one pop-up. Like, if you guys want to go do a little pickup softball, you know, Monday or Tuesday mornings.
How are we
going to
do that, though? How many people are we going to get?
Whoever shows up gets to play.
So it's like a seven people?
No, trust me. There's enough people that would listen to us that would show up.
Oh, so you're actually going to play with listeners the way I do every Sunday. Interesting.
It's a public
show.
So you took the idea,
which you've mocked for years, and now you're like, yes.
No.
Let's do it.
No. Like, I'd love to go out there and play softball every week. If random people showed up with a glove, a bat, and a ball, we can't say no. It's a public park.
That's a fair point.
Right?
Why not baseball, though? Throwing the baseball
fun. We're not playing baseball.
Again, I'm happy to have a catch. I'll throw with you all day long.
All right, you're invited.
But we're not playing organized baseball.
No, I didn't. I never said organized baseball.
You can't just show in a public park.
I get that. I'm talking
about... You can't hit a hard ball.
All right.
You just can't.
I'm not making that point. I'm talking about throwing the baseball around, not throwing a softball underhand.
I will throw it overhand. Anytime. You want a long toss? You want to just throw it around?
Monday, meet me at 11 a.m. I'll be there. Is that good?
I'll try.
Good. What do you mean you'll try?
I had kids in the morning. I got to drop off. You know,
Monday at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, I usually get here right around 11.
What time
11.
Do you get here for the show?
Depending
I'll
on
be there
parking,
to play softball.
Right around 11
Do you
want to
have a catch?
No.
You want to have a catch, Dad?
Yeah, Dad. Because I have a father and a son.
Yeah.
I don't need you to have a catch.
You know,
Tom Schultz
fun?
Is on the line. Tom Schultz is a really good dude who owns a whole bunch of fast food type places and Dunkin' Donuts and Jersey Mike's. And him and his buddy Garrett are opening up a brand new Jersey Mike's in Suffern, New York. And Tommy reached out to me and said, listen, we're opening up a Jersey Mike's. Any shot you'd come by and make sandwiches for a couple hours?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, any shot you want to write a check? And he said, yes, but not to me. So we agreed that I would go out there a week from tomorrow and spend 2 hours from noon to two. And Tommy's on the line right now. Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Craig, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So we're doing it on a week from Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. 12 noon, and we are looking forward to it. We're going to teach you how to throw that meat on the grill and slice up some sandwiches.
So I put up signage all over the store that it's happening, and 20% of all the money that comes in that day,
nice.
They're going to give to a charity they were kind enough to allow me to pick. So one of the charities is going to be the ALS Foundation, that is very close to Alexandra's and her mom. I talked to her mom yesterday, emailed Alexandra today, and we'll have all the information on that. But it's one of the top ALS research foundations that's out there. And I know Sweeney Murdy, unfortunately, lost a dear friend yesterday to ALS as well. So it's happening, and it's taking lives. So we will write one check to an ALS foundation, and we'll have all the specifics about that. And then the other charity that we're going to write a check to is, and they don't even know this, so they're going to learn about it on the radio. There's this amazing medical center out of Morris County in Peapack, Gladstone, called Matheny Medical Center. And it's a school and a residence and a hospital for developmentally disabled people, from kids up to adults. And I had the pleasure of meeting their director of, what would I say? I don't know. He has a title, so I apologize for not getting the right title. He makes sure they're out there, to the people that can, trying to walk and move around and, do things physically. I think he's the director of physical rehabilitation there. And I got to meet them and a number of the people that live there, the residents that live there, and it's just amazing what they're doing for these people and their families. So I thought that would be a great charity for some of the money to go to as well. And Tom said, great. So that's what it's going to be. And I'm going to make sandwiches for 2 hours. I'm going to leave with a bunch of sandwiches as well to hopefully get me through the week. And I'm getting the Jersey Mike Black card for one sandwich a day for the rest of my life.
I'm working on the Black card, Craig. I'm working on the Black card.
I appreciate it. But listen, I just think it's great that you asked me to do it. The answer is an easy yes. And I appreciate the fact that you're being so generous and charitable and are allowing me to pick the two foundations that you're sending the money to. I want to be clear. Not a penny goes through me or to me. They will write a check directly to both foundations and charitable organizations. And I'll have nothing to do with that other than being there for 2 hours to help raise awareness for both charities 100%. And to raise money. I want to be clear about that.
Yes, I got another deal for you if you're interested.
Another deal.
So you guys like talking wiffle ball, right?
We love wiffle ball, yeah.
So why don't you bring your ball and your bat, and if you strike me out, I'll give you $100 out of my pocket into the charity.
How about this? How about I'll bring the wiffle ball and the bat.
You're going to one-up it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about I'll throw 10 pitches to you, okay?
Yep.
Every strike that you don't swing at, or swing and a miss, you give $100 for each one.
Oh, that's a heavy hit.
You're in.
All right, that's a deal.
You're in.
That's a deal.
Done.
Wow.
All right.
I like that.
So there you go.
Someone's got to tape record that one for
that's
us.
That's called $1,000 a charity.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So listen. I'll have the web guys put it up on Monday because it's a week from Saturday. But it's Suffern, New York. Jersey Mike's. Is the store already open or no?
The store opens Wednesday, and it's 218 Route 59.
Great.
New York Route 59.
218 Route 59. They open Wednesday. Saturday, I'll be out there for a couple hours from noon to 2. And we're going to raise a bunch of money for worthy causes, so it's great. And I'm looking forward to doing it. Thank you, Tom.
No worries. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Very nice. Appreciate that. All right. That's Tom Schultz. He owns the Jersey Mike's.
Nice.
With Garrett Teeler.
So next Saturday.
Yeah, I don't even know where Suffern is, but I'll get there. I'll be there. I know it's like Rockland County
area.
That's
the beauty of Google Maps. You put it in and you let them tell you.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's right off Spanktown Road.
He said it was near him, somewhere near Warwick.
It is. It's in Rockland County, which is the county just below Orange County.
Yeah.
And it's right at the top of Rockland.
How far from your crib is it?
I said from my house, it's probably about 40 minutes.
I just don't see me stopping by.
That's a bit of a hike.
I don't remember inviting you.
Touche. Touche. So if you
I would gladly, but don't just you're
gonna
stop by.
Please come out. You'll buy a sandwich and raise money at ALS and the Matheny Rehabilitation Center, which is great. All right? Great. See, we're doing good, Evan.
Doing good.
Yeah, doing good.
Doing well.
Well. In this, you'd say good.
Now, you're right. Kind of in this case, I think it is doing good.
Normally, you'd say
well.
Doing
the community.
Okay, yeah, right.
But here,
yeah.
I feel like we're doing good.
Right.
I've done good, Mama. I've done good. All right, what do you got?
All right, brought to you by Bernie and Cam PC Home Comfort and Efficiency Company, serving Westchester, Fairfield, Rockland, and Putnam counties. Quickly, a couple of baseball things here. Evan did give you the Yankee lineup. Glaber's in, so he's all good with the back. Gary Sanchez is out. He apparently got banged up in Buffalo yesterday, but look for him to play in the day game on Saturday.
I've been banged up many nights in Buffalo. I get it.
Yankees, A's. You got Tyone and Caprillion. We got the pregame coverage coming up shortly, 6:25. So we told you Ohtani committed to being in the home run derby.
Yeah, I think it's
first
great.
And only guys. They asked Aaron Judge about potentially doing it again today. Quote, I've got no interest unless the All-Star game is back in New York. So if he wants to do it here locally. How about that?
It's a smart answer because you can't kill him for it.
Yeah, that is a very, that's a Jeterian answer right there.
That's a very smart answer.
He gets what he wants, which is not to be in the Home Run Derby, but you're right. Yankee fans are going to be like, that's why we love
him. That's my guy. He'll only do it if it's here. That's my guy.
But, like, I'm a Met fan. I love the Mets. I could care less if Alonso's in it or not.
I think he wants to be in
it. No, I know he does, and he's already been in one and has had success.
Yeah, that's great.
I just, and a part of why I kind of lean towards not wanting him in it is that if he struggles in the second half, whether you like it or not, Craig,
it's gonna be blamed for our storyline.
Yeah,
hey, is Alonso struggling because of the Derby?
Yep.
And then I don't know if he is or isn't. I don't know. We've had so many guys in the Home Run Derby over the last 25 years. Do they all struggle?
I think that's exactly why Judge doesn't want to do it. He had the shoulder injury the second he won the Home Run Derby in 2017 and had that terrible slump coming out of it.
No, you're right.
So I think that's why he's done with it.
And why deal with it? Because the only thing that can happen is you get hurt.
Yeah, you have a good answer.
You give a great answer.
Right. The problem for him is going to be if the game were in New York, which it's not, then what do you say?
Because now you're worried about that right now.
Right.
You know what I'd be worried about as a Met fan? Jacob DeGrom saying, I'd like to be in the Home Run Derby.
Then him
injuring his shoulder.
Wouldn't shock me.
He was playing first base today before the game.
He was playing first base. He's flipping balls.
I kind of like to complain about things and play first base.
He's just throwing a bullpen, though. Light bullpen. He's all good.
Here's the problem.
Day-to-day still.
To me, it's not the working out at first or short that's bothering me. And I get why that's a bad look, and I get you ripping it. Go ahead. What bothers me is that it seems like the Mets and Jake have no plan.
Right.
Like, oh, you know why, though?
There's a reason.
He'll pitch Monday.
There's a reason.
Why?
They don't know what's wrong with him.
But don't you have to try something like resting him again?
I'm with you. But that's the issue. They can't. There's no causal reasoning for what he feels.
What should they do and what would you do?
I hate it, but I think you take him out for 10 days. And you put him through a battery of tests just to see what the hell's going on. He's not venting what he feels.
Right.
He's not that guy.
He's not looking to get out of game.
But is it possible?
But if both MRIs come back completely clean, like there's not even like Cody was saying, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no inflammation. They have no idea. And I don't think he's not making it
up,
obviously. And
they're all different injuries.
So sit him down for 10 days and see. But he's playing an interesting game, which gets old quickly. You got to stay in the game. There's nothing wrong with you. You got to stay in the game.
Well, there's a point, and I don't know if I'm there yet, but I kind of hinted at it the other day, I guess, where I'm getting frustrated with this. Either you're hurt or you're not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.